Our next two contestants will show off their smarts in a word game about corporate slogans. Maybe they're born with it. Maybe it's years of social alienation. Let's meet them. First up, Heather Strickland on buzzer number one. You're a young adult fiction writer. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Your opponent is John Delamar Cantor on buzzer number two. You're a special education high school English teacher using podcasts and graphic novels to trick kids into thinking learning is cool.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Remember, Heather and John, win two of our games and you go off to the final round. Let's go to your first game. Heather, what's a jingle that you always remember?
I always get the Kit Kat bar, so like, give me a break, break me off a piece of that. See,
that's good.
In my
head. That's good.
Thank you.
Do you like that candy bar?
I do. It's not my favorite. Take Five is my favorite. But
oh, yeah. I know, and that is also kind of a give me a break
it is,
slogan.
Yeah.
You're really into breaks. 5 minutes. John, what's a jingle you always remember?
My husband and I always disagree on this. The Daisy Sour Cream jingle. It's do a dollop of Daisy. He is convinced it's what would you do for a dollop of Daisy? Which is actually Klondike. But.
Yeah, it's right. What would you do for Klondike bar? That's right. What would I do for some sour cream? Not very much. It's like $1.79. I could buy my own.
Your first challenge is a word game. So in this game, we took famous corporate slogans and changed one letter in them to reflect a new demographic the brand is going after.
For example, if I said, highway maintenance workers will hit the road for Whoppers and fries once they hear this updated Burger King slogan, you would answer, pave it your way. Changing one letter in Burger King's slogan, have it your way.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Subway sandwiches left the zombie market untapped for too long. So they put a lot of brains into their new marketing campaign. Bring in. Just talk through everything you want. John.
Eat Fred.
Wow.
There are so many things I like about that answer. Heather, can you steal?
Eat flesh.
Eat flesh is what we were going for.
After a meal of dried grass, propose to your equine fiancé with a wedding ring from K Jewelers' new line of jewelry for horses. I know. What? John.
Every kiss begins with hey.
Yes, it does.
But if you're a commitment phobe, you can reply to that proposal with, whoa. Hoping to entice cows, goats, and sheep, Anheuser-Busch rolled out a beer with this chewy refresh of their classic slogan. John.
This cud's for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Southern.
Skittles revamped their catchphrase in an effort to win over collage artists, papier-mâché enthusiasts, and découpagers. Heather.
Pace to the rainbow?
Pace to the rainbow, that's right.
I've always said, if you can reach the découpagers, you're set for life.
That's right. After more than 20 years, California's dairy farmers adjusted their inquisitive slogan with the help of an actress from Black Swan and That 70s Show. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a hint from our puzzle guru.
The dairy slogan could be translated as, do you have this dairy product?
Heather.
Got Mila?
That's right.
This is your last clue. Campbell's Soup is going after termites and beavers with this updated pitch. John.
Mm-mm, wood.
Yeah. A bonus point just in our hearts for delivery. Puzzle Guru Greg Pliska, how did our contestants do?
Well, I have to say, Heather and John, you both did an amazing job with a tough game, but John, you edged out a victory.
If you listen to the show and say, I'm loving it, then be all that you can be and join us in person. For information on our live shows, including our October show in Orlando, go to amatickets.org because we do trivia right. Coming up, if you like long shawls and showrunners, you're in luck. We've got a game about Fleetwood Mac and another special guest, actor-director Amy Simetz. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.